This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In our neighborhood over in Riverside, we were driving around, so there's a couple of streets we hadn't been on in a while. I saw a 10-foot skeleton in somebody's front yard. I didn't know they make them that big. They do. I don't know how you get one unless you go online and say, I'd like a 10-foot skeleton, please, and order one up. But yeah, this is a yard that was filled with skeletons, and they had one close to as tall as this room, maybe taller. That was one big skeleton. Then I was in Home Depot yesterday. I went out there to look for something, and they had their Christmas figures for the lawn up, you know, all kinds of weird. They had a Santa Claus that go about 8 or 9 feet up. I mean, huge Santa Claus. I don't know how you can lift that and put it in your yard. But there it is. All kinds of decorations for Halloween and Christmas. Let's see here. What else we got going on here? An annual event in Maine involving mud, beer, and cash has once again drawn dozens of eager competitors. More than 30 couples participated Saturday in the North American Wife Carrying Championships. The raucous, politically incorrect event involves embarking on a 278-yard race during which contestants splash through water, leap over logs, and trudge through mud, all while carrying their partner like a sack of potatoes. Basically, they just have put their arm up and they wrap themselves around the arms. That's the way they do it, I think. The championship is based on Finland's Ronkinen the Robber, whose gang was known to pillage villages and carry away the women. Traditionally, the Finnish event featured male competitors carrying a woman. However, Saturday, competing couples didn't have to be married, and the couples didn't even have to be a man and woman. So, just couples carrying your wife or your whatever. There,
all sorts of variations.
Sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it? Okay, let's see here. What else we got going? Oh, just wanted to mention, you mentioned a birthday a while ago. Yeah, you mentioned one that was yesterday, I guess. Hank Schiestel had a birthday, right?
Well, I didn't mention it, but you're mentioning it now.
Oh, you didn't. That's what I was going to say. I thought you did not. So I thought
not on the air.
Okay. Is it all right if I mention it?
Oh, well, you can do whatever you want.
I can take it back.
We just did.
We can hit the delay and cut it up. Hank Schiestel's having a birthday. So who is Hank Schiestel, you say? Well, he was a quarterback at Wichita State in football many years ago. And one of the best. And at one time, he was one of the top guys in the country in his senior year, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He put up some pretty neat numbers for the Shockers in his career.
Then he played a year with the New York Giants.
A little bit in the NFL. Yep.
And I got to know him working with him at Bright Voice several years ago. And it was fun. We got to get to be buddies over there. So good luck to Hank. I'm sure he's having a great day. He played with the Tuna over there, I think, 63, when they had a great football team. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for the commodities update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted.
Back on Friday, the cattle complex had mixed trading. The close was negative for the live cattle, but mixed for the feeder cattle. The cattle complex looks toppy to me as they are unable to rally back on Friday, even with the lower grain futures prices we saw. A cash cattle trade last week was steady to slightly higher. Lean hogs made some new highs for the current move to the upside and closed positive. At the close Friday, December live cattle down 70 cents at 187.57. November feeders down 15 cents at 249.80. December lean hogs 70 cents higher at 77.65. Now, the USDA supply and demand report Friday held no big surprises, but definitely did not have any price bullish news for the grains. The wheat, corn, and soybean futures had early upside Friday, but closed negative. The corn and soybean futures made new lows for the current slide on Friday. The Dow on Friday scored a new contract high. Now, today is Columbus Day, a government holiday, so most reports will be delayed till Tuesday. Frost is in the forecast for early Wednesday morning. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat 2 pennies lower, 602.5. December corn down 2.75 at 413. And November beans down 4.5 at 1001. November crude oil trading $1.68 lower at 73.88. December gold down $4.60 at $2,671.80. December S&P is 10 points higher at 5,870. The December dollar index 27 cents higher at 102.95. And December Dow Jones futures 60 points lower at 43,083. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, have you gotten an opportunity to get out and cruise the Augusta neighborhoods and looking at the Halloween decorations?
Well, I drove by and saw a few. I wasn't really going out looking for
you weren't?
Them,
you didn't take it? Okay, I got you. You see anything outstanding? Anything really caught your fancy over there?
Oh, we've got some people that get pretty creative with some of the stuff they put in their yards, and they make some really interesting exhibitions.
I don't know where you buy all these the skeleton models or whatever, but it's a place over in the neighborhood, Riverside neighborhood. They got, I don't know, several dogs, cats, children. I mean, every size, shape, and skeleton you can find. They crowded about 15 of them into a 10 square foot place. Man, people are getting into this. They like to decorate. Used to be you know, put up a couple of lights at Christmas time and call it good, but not anymore.
It's a big business now.
Big business.
Wow. Have you been
big
over?
Dollars.
Been over to Eastboro where they're putting up the big spaceship in their driveway?
Oh, they're putting a spaceship?
Yeah, the Martians have landed. Yeah, I've been watching the construction of the big spaceship.
Really?
Over there at just east of Douglas and Woodlawn.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh, I could drive straight east to here where we are and go right over there. Right?
Yeah, I do every day.
About a block, mile and a half or something over there.
Watching them build the spaceship in the big driveway there.
Ooh, the Martians are landing. All right, Tom. Thank you, sir. We'll check with you tomorrow morning. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP. He is the money tracker.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.